Okay, as part of this general approach to the Parah Aduma, so I want to add the approach of Rav Soloveitchik as well. It isn't exactly the same as our first. So I would say it's similar to, not exactly the same, but it's not exactly the same as our first. You know, of how, what is the overall message of Parah Aduma? This I'm taking from Reflections of the Rav, Volume 2. Basically from page 107 until the end of the essay, page 113. So the Rav talks about how by tefillah, when you go to the mikveh, then you do it yourself. You go into the mikveh, you submerge, you come out, you've changed yourself, you've done it yourself. By the Parah Aduma, we have this new idea of hazaah. Hazaah is where the person, somebody else, has to sprinkle the blood on you, has to sprinkle the water on you, i.e., the message being, you're dependent on something else, on someone else. That's the way you become tahor by Parah Aduma is not on your own. You're dependent. You're dependent on others. That's the nature of hazaah. Oh, what's the pshat? What's the pshat that by Parah Aduma you have to have someone else, in a sense, do it for you? So the Rav says as follows. It's similar to what our first said. Tumas meis is a different type of tumah. Tumas meis is overwhelming. It's very depressing. A person realizes the mortality, that there's an end, and it's scary. It's morbid. It's scary, and a person can become depressed. And sometimes it's hard to overcome these thoughts of, well, how can a person conquer death? But the Rav says, the only cleanser of this type of tuma, the only being that can bring one out of this morbid state is Hashem Himself. The real cleanser of the morbid state induced by threatening death is Hashem Himself. We have faith that Hashem compassionately cares about us and that we will not be abandoned. We accept both intellectually and emotionally a sense of surety that the human soul, the real I and human personality, is immortal, and that death is a transition, not a termination. These considerations assuage the terrors of death. It is no longer nihilistically destructive, but rather you can overcome, because you realize you have a neshama, it's going to last forever, you are going to be safe and connected to Hashem Himself. So the real answer, the real way that a person can overcome these morbid, depressing, negative feelings of death is by realizing we are dependent on Hashem and we have a connection with Hashem. And that's the idea. The person who's sprinkling, the person who's mazeh, really is representative of Hashem Himself. The Rav here quotes a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Chukas, where the Medrash says, the Pasuk says, Va'asaf ish tahor, and the ish tahor will gather the ashes. And the Medrash says, this refers to Hashem Himself. That the Asaf ish tahor, the one who gathers the ashes, there's a Medrash. It says, Zekarash baruch hu, dechsiv, v'nasa neis ha-goyim, v'asaf nidcha Yisrael. Ish, Zekarash baruch hu, dechsiv, bo Hashem ish mochama. You see this reference that the when the Torah says, and the Ish Tahor will gather up the ashes, the Ish Tahor will sprinkle the water, etc. The Ish Tahor is really a reference, a symbolism of Hashem Himself. And that's really what's happening by Parah Aduma. A person is saying, I'm dependent on Hashem. I'm under Hashem's guiding arm and guiding hand. And that is where I'll overcome my negative feelings associated with death. The ultimate purifier, the Rav says, from the defilement of Tumas Meis is Hashem Himself. Our sages clearly suggest that only He can lift us from the debilitating effects of contact with human death. And then the Rav quotes the Medrash. It is the Almighty, represented by the Tahor, who is the ultimate purifier of the scourge and terror of death. The totally irrational ritual of Parah Aduma suggests that the human effort to comprehend death and to lessen its dread are futile without an acceptance of a providential Hashem. Is a very deep idea. What's the pshat that Parah Aduma is a chok? Because without connection with Hashem, there is no rational way to deal with death. It's overwhelming. It's depressing. Eventually a person's going to die. So in a purely rational level, it's difficult to overcome. The only way you can overcome that negative, depressing feeling is recognizing Hashem is there, Hashem is watching over you, and death is not an end, but rather a transition. Only Hashem can cleanse us, in a sense, from this difficulty associated with death. And that's how Paraduma is Mitar Tumas Meis. Then the Rav says, Amamash, a beautiful idea as far as the placement of the topic of Paraduma in the Chumash. The way the Ramban reads the Chumash and many others is that the Chumash in generally is in order. Unless there's a very good, striking reason why not, we assume the Chumash is in order. So why is Paraduma here? We've had the Chait of the Meraglim, we've had the Chait of Korach, and then we have Paraduma, and then Am Yisrael is ready to enter into Eretz Yisrael at the end of Hamidbar, the beginning of Devarim. What's happening here? So the Rav explains, Pashup Shat, Paraduma is happening during the 38 years when we're wandering in the Midbar. From the time Parshas Korach happens during the year of the Chet HaMeraglim, and then in Perek Kaf we come to Midbar Tzin, we're at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, so there's a 38-year black hole in the Torah. It's missing. It's a blackout in the Chumash. 38 years of wandering in the desert. The Torah says nothing about it practically. What parashas in the Torah during those 38 years? The parasha of Paraduma. Why? The Rav explains very beautifully. Because what was happening during those 38 years? Death was happening. That generation knew they were all going to be dying out. Every year, 15,000 more would die out, year by year. It was 38 years, basically, of waiting to die. The whole experience, the whole mood of the nation was one of death, that the adults are dying out, the adults are dying out. So, there could have been a danger over there, that Am Yisrael as a nation, this generation and their children as a nation, they could be overcome by these morbid feelings. Everyone's dying. Death is winning. Death is in control. What does Hashem do? He gives us the parsha of Paraduma. And where is it placed? Right here. Paraduma is the way that Am Yisrael, the mitzvah of Paraduma, is the way that Am Yisrael dealt and was able to deal with the death that was all around them, amongst them, during those 38 years in the Midbar. It's a beautiful pshat. Mamash, a beautiful pshat. That the 38-year blackout in the Torah is covered by the mitzvah of Paraduma, because Paraduma is the way that generation and every generation has to deal with death. The Rav says here, the painful period when an entire generation dies is like the Paraduma ritual itself, a chukah, a divine decree beyond human comprehension. The symbol of the mournful period is the Paraduma, which removes the defilements derived from human death. It represents a triumph over death, an affirmation of life. It qualifies one to resume participation in matters of Kedusha. Hashem is the ultimate purifier, and therefore who helps us overcome the depression of morbidity. Paraduma is an appropriate transition between the period of rejection and death. Paraduma is an appropriate transition between the period of rejection and death and the resumption of divine communication when they arrived at Midbar Tzin in the 40th year of their wanderings. From Korach's rebellion until Midbar Tzin, there was a 38-year lapse, 38 years, and the Paraduma is an appropriate transition. A beautiful pshat in Paraduma in general, and Mamash, a beautiful pshat in the Chumash. Hashem is the one who is Mataras. That's why you're passive. You sit there, Hashem's doing it. You have to, the passivity means you make yourself ready to accept the yoke of Hashem and accept Hashem's guiding hand. In other words, when you have both, you're tovo in the mikvah. You're tovo in the mikvah. That makes you tahor. That makes you ready for service of Hashem. A person's tahor, that makes them service of Hashem, then they're able to become tahor from even Tumas Meis because they recognize that now that they're tahor from other aspects of Tumah, they've gone to the mikvah, now they're ready to receive the tahor from Hashem, i.e., that the recognition that the neshama lives forever and Hashem will always be with them. That helps them overcome the period of the feelings of of depression. It's a beautiful pshat in Parah Aduma and a beautiful pshat in the placement of Parah Aduma in the Chumash. Okay, we'll stop here with our introduction to Parshas Chukas.